This is Jim Fetzer, also known as the Conspiracy Guy, sitting in for Daniel, guest hosting today, is a great fan of Joyce Reilly and of the Power Hour, with Giuseppe Vefangiulo and Rebecca Carnes here today to share their opinions, to speak their own minds. I want to address a crucial issue just to point out that what I have done since 1992, beginning with the JFK assassination, is to bring together groups of the best experts on different aspects of the case to sort out what happened, to figure out what really occurred, because the American people are entitled to know the truth about their own history. I've done it with respect to JFK, on which I've now published 4 books of collaborative research, with 9/11, 2 books, many conferences on both. But now more recently, since my book of 2015 about Sandy Hook, where I brought together 13 experts, including 6 current or retired PhDs, where we established a school had been closed by 2008. It was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards. It was damaged by a hurricane. There was even a major flood in the area of 2007. That it was a FEMA exercise, technically a mass casualty drill involving children presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Well, one of our contributors, Paul Preston, who's himself a school administrator who supervised these active shooter drills, was so troubled by what he saw broadcast from Newtown that day that he reached out to his contacts in the Obama Department of Education, all of whom confirmed to him that it had been a drill, that no one had died, and that it was done to promote gun control, where Barack Obama, a month and 2 days later, on January 16th, signed no less than 21 executive orders to constrain our access to weapons under the Second Amendment. It was banned by Amazon.com after being on sale for less than a month, at which point I released it for free as a PDF. I have founded a new company called Moonrock Books with Mike Palachek, who is my series editor, and now I've continued that same methodology, bringing together groups of experts on the Boston bombing, on Orlando and Dallas, on Charlottesville, on Parkland, even on the moon landing, which I really thought until the coronavirus hoax would stand as the greatest in world history. Now, the point I'm making is you can find additional research substantiating what I'm about to say and describe on my new blog, JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. I have a regular blog where I'm publishing the best articles about coronavirus, mass, political issues, a campaign, everything else at JamesFetzer.org. JamesFetzer.org for the essays. But for the visual, for the video recordings with all the evidence where you can see it for yourself, go to Jim the Conspiracy Guy. Now, I've done several with a fellow by the name of Danny Siris, who has an extensive background in law enforcement. We did 3 on Shadowgate, where Millie Weaver exposed in a wonderful documentary how former officials of the government have exploited developments paid for with taxpayer money to create private companies that could use all the massive data about our personal lives acquired by the social media giants to perform all kinds of manipulative events. They can even reach out to individuals through cell phones and so forth, and knowing as much as they do about them, send them just the information that's going to cause them to act in concert, such as a riot, looting, and the like. It's a really stunning development. We did a 3-parter on Shadowgate. You can find it, Jim the Conspiracy Guy. More recently, I have done a report about the DNC coronavirus and how Black Lives Matter and Antifa fit into the Democratic Party agenda. And I want no one to have any misunderstanding about it. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are the advance guard, the paramilitary wing of the Democratic National Party. They're seeking to conceal it, but it's the fact of the matter. If you contribute to Black Lives Matter, your money goes to Act Blue. Act Blue is a Democratic fundraising site, and the money, therefore, you thought you were contributing to Black Lives Matter is going into the pockets of Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. I mean, I'm telling you, it's outrageous what's been going on here that they've been seeking to conceal. Now, we've had several more recent events in Kenosha and in Louisville that have got a huge amount of attention. Danny Cirrus and I have gone through those as well. And the story about Kyle Rittenhouse has been grossly misrepresented in the public. Giuseppe mentioned George Soros, who has been instrumental in getting progressive candidates for district attorney elected across the nation, such that we had an absurd situation in Kenosha where this young man, just 17 years old, who was acting as an EMT, giving medical assistance to anyone who was injured, was beset upon by a group of thugs, and where they were attempting to kill him. One was hitting him with a skateboard. Another had a gun in his hand. He actually shot and killed two of them and wounded the third, who later confided to a friend in a hospital. His only regret was he hadn't unloaded and taken him out. Now, this has been ridiculously treated, where he was indicted for first-degree murder when he was acting in self-defense. This is completely outrageous, and you want to understand what's going on here. In addition, in Louisville, this Breonna Taylor has been virtually sanctified as though she were some sort of modern-day Joan of Arc. Well, there's much more to know about this story. Her boyfriend, who was dealing drugs, was using her home and her address to stash his drugs. They had conversations when he was in jail that were recorded as all jailhouse conversations, where she was openly admitting to her knowledge and complicity in these drug dealing acts. She wasn't killed while she was asleep in her bed by police acting recklessly. They had a no-knock warrant, but they knocked nevertheless. And it turned out that her boyfriend, when the police entered, fired first. They returned fire. Now, many thought initially that she was accidentally killed in another room, but it appears now, and Danny was extremely good in analyzing this, he appears to have held her in front as a human shield, and she was taken out. So the two of the three officers were exonerated, and if you look at the evidence, it was very appropriate. The third, however, because he fired without knowing who he was firing at to into an open window, and three of the rounds went into a separate apartment where they did not injure but could have, the adult male, the pregnant female, and the child residing there has been indicted for, a reckless use of his weapon. It's all very appropriate, but it's all very different from what you have been told. So I say you have to understand what's going on here. The media is promoting the Democratic agenda. They're giving you distorted information. They're trying to manipulate to get Trump out of office. In my opinion, the strongest reason for believing Trump is doing a lot of good is the viciousness with which their efforts are ongoing around the clock to take him out of office. They extend back from the Russiagate to Ukrainegate to the impeachment to the coronavirus and on from there. And of course, we now know, it's just been confirmed even by the mainstream press, what I've reported long ago, even published a book about, entitled Exposing the Russia Hoax, that Hillary Clinton had fabricated the whole idea that Donald Trump was in some sort of conspiracy with Russia in order to deflect attention from her own malfeasance in having a private email server that would eventually be exposed when Seth Rich, the IT guy for the DNC, would download the files directly from the server and get them to, with the assistance of Kim.com, a familiar internet personality, and get them to Julian Assange by way of Craig Murray, the UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, where both Murray and Assange have acknowledged that there was no hacking, there was a leak, and that the leaker was not Russian, And because Assange has principles of never revealing his sources, he's not identified Seth Rich as a source, but he has offered a reward, $20,000, for anyone who can assist in apprehending those responsible for his death. Now, this is a prelude to my revelation that in terms of what happened in Minneapolis, the George Floyd murder that initiated all of this was itself a fabrication. When George Floyd was arrested, he was a big guy. He must be around 6'5". He's around 300 pounds, maybe a little more trim. He was handcuffed behind his back. He had hair on his head when he was put into the police car. Now, normally, a police car would be driven to the precinct. The guy would have the mugshots taken, and he'd be booked. That didn't happen in this case. We have visual coverage of all the events to his being put into the police car. What we do not have is any visual footage of him being taken out, because what they put on the ground had no hair on its head, had its hands in front of its body, and when lifted to be put on the gurney, had no legs. They were using a Sigma 7 African American training, airway training torso as a prop. In other words, this was an elaborate fraud that there was no George Floyd murdered by kneeling on his neck. That was used as a part of a script. And there's an outfit in Minnesota called Black Visions MN that had the script that was going to be played out to lead to the rioting and looting that's been especially destructive to minorities and small businesses. This is all shocking. This is all stunning. I'm telling you, it is documented there in spades. And you can find it where I review the bidding in the my latest with Danny Siris, the DNC CV Conspiracy 2, Kenosha and Louisville, with Danny Siris at Jim the Conspiracy Guy. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, Jim, there's a reason why you're called the most dangerous mind on the internet. You have done just a masterful job of exposing all these psychological operations. I mean, it goes back, really, the first major one was the Kennedy assassination, which was like a ritualistic sacrifice. And it's just continued on and on. And it's amazing, your body of work, and it's an honor to be on the radio with you and working with you on our Need to Know the Fetzer Report daily video casts. And also, you have a couple of shows on Revolution Radio called The Raw Deal, and I'm on Revolution Radio, and it's an honor to be on the Power Hour. But the point is, Jim, getting back to the main point, is that the Great Reset, COVID-19, the color revolution, the vilification of the silent white majority, it's all the same plan, Jim. It's all the globalist parasite's goal to destroy the sovereign republic of the United States. And these things are all happening in concert. And it's sad that so many Americans, instead of rising up, ripping off their mask and saying, "Dear God, they're trying to destroy our way of life," they're like, "Oh, I have my mask on. What nanny state? What should I do next? Should I hide under my bed with my rear end in the air? Is that what you would like me to do?" It's sad how many cowards there are in this country now, especially any of the so-called Democratic Party. And it's going to get a lot worse, Jim.
Rebecca, your thoughts?
Right. Well, to echo what Giuseppe just said about your body of work, Dr. Fetzer, that's right, Jim. I admit not many people might know my personal story, but I am from Newtown, Connecticut. And when my eyes were first about a year ago, just beginning to open about the Sandy Hook false flag, the first thing I turned to investigated was Dr. Fetzer's compilation work, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that title, but I have to say that, that's right. And in terms of waking up, so to speak, for people like myself, that has kind of been awake to the a reality of the way the world really works for less than a year now. One of the first steps towards that is, like you said, Jim and Giuseppe said, kind of learning that the mainstream media is not delivering you the truth, the official story, right? And if you look at Sandy Hook, the media was entirely complicit with that. So that was my first step to awakening, kind of like the official story I was delivered to the mainstream media was contrived, as was the event. And that's the first step towards waking up. Now, I would ask people to consider this in terms of the mainstream media nowadays. Yes, they're entirely leaning to the Democrat socialist side. But I would ask people to consider even even Fox News, because, you know, I was listening to a report recently with Newt Gingrich, our former Speaker of the House, and he started to speak about being interviewed on Fox News. He started to speak about how George Soros is funding the Black Lives Matter movements and all of these contrived leftist socialist agendas and brewing up tension and chaos in the American people and finger pointing. And he was immediately, you could see the interviewers on Fox News looking uncomfortable. They were receiving messages in their earpieces to shut him down and stop him from talking about George Soros controlling these movements and riots, funneling money into them. And I would ask your listeners to consider that. If even if both sides of the political spectrum in the mainstream media, at least, are being somewhat controlled in what they're delivering to the American people, let's dig a little bit further, especially into a lot of credible, respectable alternative news media that go even deeper than Fox News. That's right.
Wonderful, Rebecca. Now, just to drive home a key point, if you listen to the media, MSNBC, CNN, or Democrats generally, you'd think that there's a war by the police on blacks. Nothing could be further from the truth. For example, as Tucker has announced, only 10 unarmed blacks were killed in 2019 in the USA by cops. It was done in self-defense. If you look at the statistics, murders of blacks and whites in the U.S. in 2013, there were 50 times more murders of blacks killed by blacks than of blacks killed by whites, which is a relatively minuscule percentage. You have 10 times more of whites killed by whites or whites killed by blacks than you have blacks killed by whites. The claim is made that there's a disproportionate incarceration of blacks. But if you think of it in terms of the percentage of crimes that are being taken place, that's because a disproportionate percentage of the crimes in the United States are being perpetrated by people who are black. And this is true whether it's property crime, drug abuse, larceny, violent crime, burglary, vandalism, weapons carrying, all of these are overwhelmingly more frequently committed by blacks than any other group. The one exception type of crime is liquor laws, driving under the influence and intoxication, because Native Americans prevail since they have a genetic intolerance for alcohol. Let's look at New York City statistics for 2014. 62% of the murders were by blacks and 32% by Latinos. So in terms of murder in 2014 in New York City, 94% of the murders were committed by blacks and Hispanics. Shooting, 75% by blacks, 22% by Latinos. So 97% of the shootings in New York City in 2014 were by blacks or Latinos. Rape, blacks 43%, Latinos 46%. So 89% of the rapes in New York City in 2014 were by blacks or Hispanics. If New York City were all white, rapes would go down by 83%, murder by 91%, shooting by 96%. Now, just to show you how grossly the situation is being misrepresented politically, my wonderful colleague, Dr. Ewan, also like myself, a retired university professor, maintains the Fellowship of the Mind blogs. She superimposed a 2016 electoral vote over the 2014 murder distribution. And would you believe, surprise, surprise, the area where murders are running rampant are all controlled by the Democrats. That's because they are imposing the most stringent gun control laws, as in Chicago, which also has the highest gun violence. Can't we see? Gun control does not work. But it's not only in Chicago. It's in Los Angeles. It's in other areas controlled by the Democrats. It's simply appalling what's taking place there. So the idea of solving the problem by taking guns away from law-abiding citizens is completely absurd. It turns even worldwide, gun ownership and murder rates are inversely related. The greater the gun ownership, the lower the murder rate. North America, U.S., Canada, highest gun ownership, lowest murder rate. Brazil, low gun ownership, high murder rate. Africa, low gun ownership, high murder rate. Russia, low gun ownership, high murder rate. Meanwhile, it turns out that a new study has shown that the vast majority of riots are being caused by Black Lives Matter, that Princeton has done a study establishing that, and it's no surprise because they're using this in a futile effort to recruit minorities to vote Democratic and to raise money for the Democratic Party. It's a failure, but you need to understand what's going on here because it's being completely, grossly misrepresented in the national press. Giuseppe.
Jim, you know that anyone who is now wearing a mask would say, he's a racist. It's like modern world now is the mass media is the looking glass in the famous Lewis Carroll book, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and everything that we see is the reverse of what the rational mind would expect to see. Gun control when obviously you need a gun these days. And what's funny is every time they make a push, the globalist parasites make a push to pass some law for gun control or there's some type of BLM, burn, loot, and murder, millions more guns are bought. They're like, they're the best solution for the gun companies.
Hold that thought, Giuseppe. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Jim Fetzer, a.k.a. the Conspiracy Guy, with my dear colleagues Giuseppe, Jeff, and Julo from the District of Columbia's and Rebecca Carnes from Newtown, Connecticut. We were talking about how a Princeton study has shown 9 of 10 riots across the nation were instigated by Black Lives Matter, that donations of Black Lives Matter go to Act Blue, which is a DNC fundraising site, that they're intended to draw minority support to the Democrats, and where we now have extortion by the DNC implying vote for Biden or the riots will continue. Giuseppe, you had some further thoughts to add.
Yes, Jim. As I was saying right before the break, we've stepped through the looking glass, as in the Lewis Carroll legendary book, Alice Through the Looking Glass, where every lie is a truth, and that is the globalist corporate media now. And the sad fact, Jim, is that the actual perpetrators of all this violence, BLM, burn, loot, and murder, are weaponized minorities. At the top is the weaponized minority, as Henry Ford described the internationalist Jew, which is, you know, only a fraction of the population in America, which are decent Jews who are proud to be Americans. These are globalist Jews who want to destroy America. And then simultaneously, you've got the weaponized minorities of the American black, which 80% of the 13% population it has a job from working class on up and is doing as best they can. We're all struggling now under this attack via the COVID-19 scam. And lastly, you've got the mentally unstable, self-destructive, self-mutilating crowd, the LGBTWTF crowd, a weaponized minority of today's youth who are just so misguided and so self-loathing. And that's who the color revolution and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party believe is the future of America, and I couldn't disagree more. They are deviants, weaponized minorities, intent on the destruction of the United States to transform it from the great experiment, the sovereign republic, into a despicable, anarchistic, communistic, I don't know what, North American union, which will just be horrible for millions upon millions of decent Americans.
Rebecca, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think Giuseppe is spot on when he talks about this world of inversion, because it's all around us and it is being delivered by the globalist controllers. I mean, you need to consider that everything we hear and see in the mainstream media, everything from the government and its quote unquote authorities, is entirely inverted, and you have to flip it right side up and look at it that way. It's kind of just like how David Icke says on his radio show that he's going to feed everything delivered to us through the mainstream media through the Orwellian translator. And that's exactly right. We need to do that. And when speaking about this gun violence issue, that's right. The minorities in this country and in fact throughout the world, but especially in the United States of America, when the Second Amendment is under such trying to be dismantled, we need to look at, that's right, it's mostly black on black violence, and the minorities, blacks and Hispanics, are being used and manipulated by the globalists to construe this as being some sort of white versus black issue, right? I mean, when you look at the false flags in schools, it's always these well-to-do suburban neighborhoods like Sandy Hook or Parkland, and that's how they're trying to chip away our Second Amendment rights. But the gun violence issue really goes to black and black violence, black on black violence, and Hispanic on Hispanic violence in the major cities like Chicago and Detroit. But they're using this, they're weaponizing and using minorities to try and push out our Second Amendment rights. It's absolutely right. And I just completely agree with Giuseppe on this is an inverted world. Everything we're delivered, we need to flip right side up and really keep that in mind all the time.
Very good. It's pretty clear, by the way, that really the progressives, as I observe, aren't supporting Joe Biden because they think he's the best candidate, but because he's the one most amenable to promoting their agenda, where Trump was masterful in getting him to denounce the Green New Deal, which I believe is going to cause massive divisions within Democratic support, where those may have been enthusiastic about Biden may decide they're not even going to bother to vote given his dismissal of the Green New Deal. Meanwhile, a coalition of black pastors has ripped Kamala Harris for celebrating the brilliance of the Black Lives Matter founders. This is pretty serious because both Kamala and Joe Biden have talked on various occasions about the Harris-Biden administration rather than the Biden-Harris. It's pretty obvious that were they successful, that Joe would step down for reasons of health, which are all too conspicuous for those who are following closely, and where Kamala would assume the presidency. A group of black pastors has slammed her for praising the brilliance of the founders during an interview with CNN commentator Angela Rye for the NAACP's full leadership conference, for example. Harris lauded the brilliance of Black Lives Matter co-founders Patrice Cullors, Alicia Garza, and Opal Tomenti. Praising the co-founders, she said, one day people would see Black Lives Matter as an inflection point in the ongoing fight for justice and to reform the criminal justice system. I actually believe, as a former prosecutor, quoting Kamala, that Black Lives Matter has been the most significant agent for change within the criminal justice system because it has been a counterforce to the force within the system that is so grounded in status quo and in its own traditions, many of which have been harmful and been discriminatory in the way that they have been enforced, which is part and parcel of the effort to convince us that America is a racist society. But I have to say that is so implausible. So many of our officials, so many of our law enforcement officers and others are black. So many of our celebrities, whether it's in Hollywood or in the sports area, are black. After electing a black president, a black man president, not once but twice, I say this is a completely ridiculous and implausible allegation, but it appears to be that George Soros diagnosed the state of the nation and discerned that the best way to foment divisions within society was to exacerbate. So he's promoted tearing down statues to civil rights, to the Southern generals and so forth, representatives from the Civil War, which was a part of the reconciliation between the North and the South, desecrating monuments, even speaking vile language about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and other of our founder fathers. It's absurd, but it's the play they're making because George Soros, as Giuseppe observed, has made it his life's mission to destroy America. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, Jim, it's funny that, as we said in the first hour, an anti-Semite or a Holocaust denier or a racist are just ad hominem pejoratives used by the despicable globalists to try and subvert the truth. You make points like you did with the overwhelming majority of who commits violent crimes, who does the murders, rapes, and violent assaults. It is the black men and the mestizo Indian men. That's just the facts. So instead of blaming the victims, blaming the decent majority of society, they're once again flipping and distorting the script and blaming the innocents as racist instead of looking at who is actually culpable. And what's even more disgusting, Jim, is last week the traitorous head of the FBI, some empty suit named Cray, testified before Congress saying the biggest threat to this nation is white supremacy. And I'm like, you lying bureaucratic piece of you know what? That is absolutely a lie, and you're just serving your globalist masters hoping for a promotion of some kind. And that's what we see everywhere, Jim. These amoral, traitorous cretins like Cray becoming mouthpieces for the globalist agenda to destroy this sovereign republic.
Rebecca.
Well, that's right. And if the Democratic leftists and those that control them really cared about black lives, they would be doing something proactive, like not incentivizing young black mothers in urban communities, that they would get more money from the government when the father leaves the home. And this is what breeds young men to join gangs, and then continuing on breeds them to undertake violence through those gangs. So if they really cared about black lives and stopping violence, they would go about it that way. And two very smart, well-spoken and researched and authors, black authors that have spoken on this matter, I would recommend Candace Owens and Larry Elder. They've talked about how this Black Lives movement is entirely contrived and is just put in place to brew tension between the races. And it's, that's right. And it's also, part of this gun, grabbing initiative. I mean, beyond the false flags that happen at the suburban white schools, this is just part of their agenda too, to disarm the American people. I mean, America's the last stronghold for our Second Amendment right to bear arms, right? I mean, look at other countries in the world that have already been disarmed, like Australia, which is why we see these COVID mandates not meeting much opposition in places like Australia and New Zealand. They've been disarmed by their government. So I think people really need to wake up to what's going on around here and what these COVID mandate implications have above and beyond masking your face and such.
Absolutely, 100% spot on, Rebecca. And the situation in Australia and New Zealand ought to be a warning sign, like the canary in the coal mine, of what they want to do to America. Meanwhile, the Minneapolis City Council pledged to abolish the police has been collapsing, and now the members are claiming it was only made in spirit as though it were just a gesture. But the fact is that the defunding of police has been catastrophic to the communities where it's occurred. In New York City, for example, Mayor de Blasio has taken out a 600-man undercover police force intended to prevent crime. He's not allowed the police to respond to looting. The big, very expensive stores there are closing. The wealthy members of New York City are fleeing the city. That's going to have massive consequences for the tax base that are going to make the situation worse and worse. They are destroying their cities, and it's being done deliberately. And notice, in every case, it's a Democrat mayor, whether it's Seattle, whether it's Portland, whether it's Minneapolis, whether it's New York City. They are destroying their own cities for the sake of a political agenda in the absurd belief that they can have a Biden administration elected by means of the implied threat that if Democrats don't prevail, we're continue to rape and loot and steal. It's outrageous. I am stunned by what's been taking place. No one should have let themselves be played. Giuseppe.
Jim, that's exactly right. That's the operative word. So many people are letting themselves be played, and it just makes no sense. I don't understand when the people I've known for decades who I thought were intelligent, I thought could think on their feet, I thought had a spine, and now they're quivering cowards in masks and so afraid of the new terrorist. This terrorist isn't an Arab now who could jump out from behind every bush. This terrorist is a nanoterrorist you can't even see, but it can be there anytime. And what's even more insidious and truly evil is the globalists have picked the common cold, the coronavirus, which is so omnipresent in nature. And now something that's everywhere is the new terrorist. It's just sickening.
It is very disturbing, Rebecca.
Yeah, well, to get back to your point about this war on the police, so to speak, that's right. That's very concerning because I think this Democrat-led initiative against local state police is entirely part of the agenda. I posit to your listeners that possibly the reason for this is they want to get rid of the police in order to bring in some kind of UN police force or something that will be more globalized and will take over for local and state police and go beyond the National Guard and be some sort of globalist, under some globalist control. I mean, we see that a little bit going on now with Trump talking about using the military and military force to what I would argue to be forced vaccinations. Now, I know Trump has said that he's not going to force anyone to get the COVID vaccinations. And I would really hold him to that, because if we get to a point where our individual rights are overrode to take these, especially these COVID vaccinations, I think that's going to show Trump's true colors right away. That's right.
Well, it's astonishing, but CNN is now saying, publishing articles asserting we're never getting back to normal, implying face masks are going to become permanent. CNN has published an article asserting people need to accept that things are never getting back to normal and that mandatory corona restrictions such as wearing face masks will become permanent. In a piece titled, "There's No Getting Back to Normal," experts say the sooner we accept that, the better, where CNN international security editor Nick Patton Walsh writes, "Things are most likely never going to get back to normal." That's very, very peculiar and a piece of propaganda. Even the New York Times has admitted now that the World Health Organization decision not to close borders at the start of the pandemic was based on politics, not on science. And this is from the New York Times, to which I refer as the Langley newsletter, because it's so grossly biased and propagandistic. It turns out the World Health Organization has long encouraged mass tourism and said closing borders wouldn't stop the spread of COVID-19. A New York Times investigation found this policy was never based on science, but instead on politics and economics. Rather fascinating in and of itself. But how is it that we'll never get back to normal when other countries, take, for example, Sweden, seems to have returned to normal. Here's a scene from Stockholm, which just oozed with radical normalcy, young turtleneck-wearing hipsters schmoozing in the coffee houses, others chattering freely away, at times quite near each other, in cozy conference rooms, face masks nowhere to be seen. We're being besieged with massive propaganda that cannot withstand critical scrutiny. Giuseppe.
Jim, that is checkmate. All you have to do is look at how Sweden properly handled the scamdemic. They quarantined their at-risk people. They allowed the virus to make its way through their country and quickly developed herd immunity. That's the actual natural immunity. That's how everything should work, natural immunity, not this satanic scam of vaccines, which inject you with amazing deadly toxins such as mercury, known as thimerosal, aluminum, and even more disgusting is aborted fetal tissue, which people may not, listeners may not realize that the aborted fetal tissue has the same effect as when someone has a heart transplant. The body's immune system sees it as a foreign agent and will constantly fight it. And so you're injecting that into newborns, into young people with vulnerable immune functions. It's absolutely satanically criminal. And Sweden, which should be lauded as the intelligent, mature beacon of sanity, nobody knows about Sweden because it's not on the lying mass media.
Rebecca.
Right. Well, on the topic of Sweden, I have to say, yes, let's look at how they responded. They did not comply and go along with this mask mandate, nor did they do the social distancing thing. But I would argue that what happened in Sweden is possibly part of the controlled agenda, because not a lot of people know that in Sweden, the digital currency has already been issued in. They do not use cash. So I think that's part of the agenda, the globalist agenda in the United States, is to get rid of cash. You already see it at Walmart, where they refuse to give us change. And ATM machines now will only give you a $100 bill, so it's very inconvenient. Part of the globalist agenda is to get rid of cash. Of course, they're saying cash is dirty. You can catch COVID from it. Of course, they're saying that. And, you know, Sweden is entirely a digital currency. So I think part of the agenda with Sweden is that they're going to say, oh, yeah, Sweden didn't wear masks and didn't social distance, but that's because they didn't have dirty cash. They're all digital. Because in the United States and across the world, they're trying to come up with one world currency, a digital currency that we will all have to comply with soon. I hope not, but probably soon, yes.
Well, let me just follow up that the whole point of a digital currency is that you have no cash. All your resources are digital. This was well portrayed in the brilliant film with Gene Hackman entitled Enemy of the State and Will Smith, where he has his credit cards canceled and he's up the creek without a paddle. If they control all of our finances and if we do not behave the way they want us to behave, they can cut us off. We won't have any finances. We may not even be able to buy food to put on the table. Let me add, by the way, that if you like analysis such as we have presented here, Giuseppe and I and Rebecca are doing Need to Know, authentic news with lucid analysis and commentary on a daily basis. Rebecca is with Giuseppe and me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'd also mention that I have organized a conference, Question Everything, for Austin, Texas on the 7th and 8th of November. It's a fantastic series of speakers, 24 speakers covering major issues. I have the best experts on JFK there, the best experts on 9/11. I have experts on the godfathers of sex crimes, Bill Cosby, Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein. I have Rebecca herself will be speaking out as a mother, a Newtown mom, about Newtown. I have Dr. Catherine Horton, who's leading, a particle physicist from Oxford, who's leading the fight, the legal fight against terrorizing human beings with directed energy weapons as targeted individuals. Check it out. You don't have to be there physically to partake because it will be broadcast on pay-per-view. Go to mixnstream.com. Just as it sounds, M-I-X-N-Stream, S-T-R-E-A-M.com. You can check out the program and see if that's something you would like to do. Meanwhile, I encourage you to visit my blog at jamesvetzer.org, my website at Jim the Conspiracy Guy, where you can find a vast number of topics covered, from the coronavirus to the moon landing to the New Zealand shooting and more. You will be astonished. Giuseppe, your final thoughts, and then Rebecca.
Well, Jim, it's been an honor and a privilege to be on the Power Hour. I'm a huge fan, been a huge fan for going on 20 years now. And I think that if anybody would like to check out our new daily worldwide video cast, Need to Know, the Fetzer Report, it's on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter live each night. The times vary depending on when we can do the interviews and get the video produced. But it is there, and you can also go to either BitChute under the BitChute account Jim Fetzer, or under its own page Need to Know, the Fetzer Report. It's also on Brighteon, and we really invite people to check out the newscast. It's really well done, a blend of news, commentary, and analysis, and it's authentic. It's lucid. We are pointing out all the myriad lies that we face every day.
Rebecca.
Well, it's an honor to be here on the Power Hour. And, Jim, I have to thank you for the invite. Thank you so much. And I would just like to ask listeners to check out my blog, my Newtown blog called Newtown Rooster. And if you just type in Newtown Rooster and Rebecca Carnes in the search engine, it'll come up. I'm also starting a YouTube channel. Thank you.
And I can't thank the Power Hour enough for giving us this opportunity. It's been our great pleasure. Thanks for listening. Who's standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? The lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9-